For WBAI News, I'm Mitchell Cohen. There are approximately 7,000 Palestinian political prisoners in Israeli prisons and detention centers. This includes 750 administrative detainees held without charge or trial and 438 children, some younger than 12 years old. There was a recent protest in front of a security firm which does business with Israeli jails on behalf of Bilal Kayed, a Palestinian political prisoner held in Israeli prison for 14 and a half years. He was scheduled for release, but then was sentenced to an additional 6 months without charge or trial, subject to indefinite renewal. Greta Berlin is one of the founders of the Free Gaza movement.
Bilal Kayed should have been released after 14 years of serving his time in an Israeli prison. And instead, what the Israelis did is they slapped him back into prison under administrative detention, which means nothing, by the way. From the Israelis' point of view, it means we can keep you in prison for as long as we decide. It makes sure that it manages to erase any hope the Palestinians are going to have. I don't care whether it's a political prisoner who's going to be released or a kid that they decide that they're going to shoot who was swimming yesterday in a swimming pool. They want to make sure that they have their slow-motion genocide as far under the radar as they can manage to have that and still decimate the hopes of the Palestinians. And that's what they've done with this man.
Joe Catron is with Samidun, the Palestinian Prisoner Solidarity Network.
This case and the way in which he was sentenced to administrative detention after completing a long sentence from an Israeli military court opens a dangerous new front in Israel's attacks on Palestinian prisoners. So for that reason, we feel that this case in particular needs a forceful response, particularly in these hunger strikes by administrative detainees. There are a number of protests taking place in different cities listed on our website. Samidun, Samidun.net.
Fatima Hassan is with Samidun.
They're human beings who have stories. They are not terrorists. They are not attackers. They do have a mission. They do have a cause. And Samidun helps bring attention to that. These detainees, prisoners, are indigenous Palestinians. They've been there since the hills were created. They've just been there since the beginning of time. They are not intruders. Palestine is their country, and they are illegally detained.
I asked Fatima Hassan what kind of response they'd gotten since they'd been there.
We do have a few naysayers, and some of them are actually a little bit hostile, but overall, it's a positive response.
Which is a pretty big change in New York City from the past 10 years or so.
Yes, we're grateful for the positive response.
The protest for Bilal Kayed was held in Manhattan in front of global security firm G4S, the largest security company in the U.S. It has 623,000 employees in 110 countries.
Its operations include everything from equipping Israeli prisons, which is what we're protesting here today, to running its own private jails in various countries, to operating vans for immigrations and customs enforcement that deport migrants across the Mexican border.
G4S is also the firm which employed the mass shooter in Orlando. More actions against the security firm and on behalf of Bilal Kayed are planned. For more information, go to samidun.net. Mitchell Cohen, WBAI News, New York.